Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is, of course, Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Before I continue on, just want to give you a little heads up. Kids shouting in the background. I apologize for this. Not much I can do. We're persevering anyways. Yes, welcome back. If you are new to the podcast and never heard this before, let me give you a little context. Our listeners send in their spookiest stories. They could be real. They could be completely made up. I don't reveal it. You have a listen and you let us know. So after this episode, you can vote for if you think it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Hopefully you enjoy doing so. I see those voting counters on Patreon have been going up recently, which is very cool to see. So yes, another wonderful story this week sent in by one of you. But before we talk about that, a few pieces of housekeeping as usual. Like I say, this podcast is built on your content. So if you do have a story you want to send in, you can do so by going to ghost-stories.co.uk. That's our website. I never update it, but I keep it there so that you can basically send stories in. There's a contact form. It's that comes directly to me. Alternatively, if you want to have an actual direct chat, you could do so on Facebook by using the messenger function on our group, which is Ghost Stories, the podcast. And another direct way to get in touch and possibly a quick way to send a message and get your story live is through Patreon. Now, if you want to become a patron of the podcast, you could do so for either $1 or $5 a month. It gives you early ad-free access to content, a bit early, and to our special Talking Ghosts, where me and a guest will break down a previous episode of the podcast. And I'm trying to do a couple of those every month. I've got another one I'm planning as we speak, so hopefully that'll be up soon. When you subscribe, you might be wondering, well, what does it do for the podcast? And essentially, I'm a one-man band and I'm covering all the production costs myself, so it just helps with that side of things. I do this very much as a labor of love, and the support you all give is just what keeps me going. It's absolutely amazing. And of course, the final thing is, click that subscribe button if you've not already. Now let's get down to business. This is a bit of a different story, but nevertheless, I love it when something comes through I've never read before, because we get a lot of, you know, the haunted houses and stuff like this. This one's about someone's hunting trip gone wrong. So it's sent in by Jacob. Jacob, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is an awesome story. If you have any more, and it sounds like you might have more from what I've read, be sure to send it in. So this is Every Single Night. I feel like I've actually always been a magnet for paranormal things or situations, and not necessarily anything that's terribly spooky, like demons or, you know, the boogeyman, nothing like that. Just things that happen that are generally creepy. Now, I live in the country and I have my whole life. And when I say country, I don't mean like small towns surrounded by fields where you have neighbors at every corner. No, I mean thick woods where you can't see 100 meters away. And currently I live in a house once occupied by my grandparents. Well, that was before my grandfather passed away. When I was younger, I never thought much of the supernatural, in all honesty. I didn't really believe in ghosts or ghouls, and if something went bump in the night, I always just told myself it was my imagination. It's funny to think back on it and think about how that's what I truly thought was going on. I was naive to what was really happening around me. I was simply blind to it. Anyway, my father raised me hunting and fishing, as most kids from the country do. And when I was between 18 and 20 years old, I can't remember the exact age to be honest, I decided to go for a bow hunt by myself, not thinking really anything dangerous could or would happen. I simply packed my bow, a few arrows, and I walked into the woods looking to bag some game. It was pitch black in those woods that early morning. So dark I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. But it was okay, I had a flashlight and I knew exactly where to go. I arrived at my usual hunting spot, set down my bow and quiver, and opened up my thermos full of coffee and poured a cup. I liked to take time when the sun was slowly rising and soak in the beauty of creation and everything that was around me. Looking back, I should have just gotten up and left, but it was just routine. Even if something, say, would have slapped the back of my head, I probably would have just ignored it and stayed, because at that point I was already there and already focused. Anyway, the sun was rising, rays of light slowly breaking through the branches and the falling leaves, when I saw something. Now, if you've ever been hunting, you know it's quite easy to mistake a branch for an antler of a deer, especially when your eyes are adjusting and it's really early in the morning. So I decided not to take any action and just wait and watch. I waited for a good half hour while the sun came up some more, and I could tell what I was looking at actually turned out to be just a cluster of branches, which kind of upset me, but oh well. I still had the whole morning ahead of me. I sat and waited for what felt like hours, but in reality it's probably about 15 minutes. And having just finished my second cup of coffee, when I heard the twigs breaking and the leaves crunching, I knew this had to be a deer coming up from my right to the watering hole in front of me. When what was walking finally made its way to the field of view, I could confidently determine this was a really nice white-tailed buck walking by the watering hole in front of us where I was set up. I wanted to take my shot. I was waiting for him to turn broadside so I could make as humane a shot as possible and put him down instantly. He walked some way, stopping occasionally to eat grass or drink some water. This whole time, my bow is drawn back, and I'm ready. Now, I couldn't see the exact details of his body, if that makes sense. I could obviously determine where I was going to place the shot, but as far as seeing, say, the color of his fur or the size of his legs, I just couldn't. It was all covered up by foliage and bushes. I just knew I had the right shot when he finally turned broadside, because I could see the little bit of shoulder that I had to aim right over to make the shot as humane as possible. I waited a little longer though, because I could start to tell this deer was pretty skinny. Once he got out from behind the bushes a little more, I could make out his rib bones and his spine. He was extremely malnourished and maybe even sick and suffering, so I knew my job at this point was to put the animal out of its misery. He walked a little ways more and finally paused for a few seconds, just long enough, and I released my arrow. As it flew through the woods and pierced him, I knew it hit him right where it needed to. But he didn't go down. What happened? Why didn't he go down? That was a perfect shot. He was supposed to go down. I'm good with a bow. There's no way I missed. With all these thoughts rushing through my head, finally they cleared when I saw the arrow sticking out of him. I thought to myself, okay, maybe he's just in shock and hasn't dropped down yet. Little did I know, he wasn't the one that was in shock. Because as soon as he got up and his hind legs looked right at me and let out this screaming howl unlike anything I've ever heard. The noise pierced my ears. It was so loud I had to cover them up. As I'm sitting there trying to figure out what the heck I'm seeing and hearing, I look back and saw him running away. At this point, I knew I had to leave. Now, I haven't been hunting, at least by myself, ever since then. And I just can't seem to find the answers to this question I ask myself. I hit it, didn't I? I saw the arrow, I'm sure of this. Now, normally it would have run away and left, and never come back, and that would have been the end of it. So why didn't it? Now to this day, looking out my window, just past the gate that leads to the back pasture, I see the same silhouette of a creature with antlers and an arrow over its shoulder. It's always getting closer and closer, and I often wonder, whatever it is, if it's angry at me. One thing I know for sure, he watches me every single night. Well, that's another brilliant story in the bag, and thank you, Jacob, so much for sending it in. I really enjoyed that one. I think it's quite different. I spent a lot of my childhood kind of not really much hunting, but going out camping and spending a lot of time in the forest, so kind of resonated with me as well. And I found it quite eerie, in all honesty, the creature at the end watching. Alternatively, though, my wife, her interpretation of it, she thought She described it as quite beautiful. She thought it was something watching over you and quite positive despite it all. So it's interesting how two different people could look at it, really. But I'm going to throw it out to our listeners now. We want to know what you think. Was Every Single Night based in fact or a pure work of fiction? So you can vote by going to Patreon, where we have a poll running. You can vote there even if you don't subscribe. You just need to create an account. Or you can also drop us a comment on our Facebook pages, which is Ghost Stories the Podcast, obviously. Or we also have our page, which is Share Your Scares, where you can chat a bit there as well. So yeah, Jacob, again, thank you so much for sending it in. And if you have any more, be sure to get in touch. Now, before I let you go, you can make my month, week, year, day, hour, anything simply by clicking that subscribe button. You know you want to, and then go and leave us a review. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. Take care of yourselves. Be kind. And most of all, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?